The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Hello, Otto.
Good morning, John.
The weeks fly by, but it's always great to get together on a Friday morning.
It is.
And today we have a very, very special guest to start the program. We have Andrea Niederman, and Andrea is the Community Relations Director for the Port Washington Public Library. Many, many people over the years have marveled at what this library brings to the attention of all different age groups. Today, however, we're going to be talking specifically for seniors. Andrea, good morning, and thank you so much for participating today.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Otto. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the library itself, how did you get involved working for the library?
Yeah, I actually started in the middle of the pandemic in August. I recently moved to Long Island from living in Queens. I was working at a concert production company at Carnegie Hall and kind of doing, you know, concerts and live events. And when I moved out to Long Island with my husband and my daughter, I wanted to be local. I actually had a connection with someone at a Landmark theater, which is right across the street from the library. Mm-hmm. She kind of connected me, and I interviewed in February 2020. And then Everything shut down, and we were kind of staying in touch. And then I started in August, and I've been here ever since, and I love it.
Wow, that's a great story. And we always bring up, and this is a credit to Christina, that she brings people on this program that own their job. You know, you didn't trip into it. You wanted to do it. You pursued it, even in the pandemic, and you wound up getting it, which is just an accolade to you, 100%.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about the library.
Well, for those who don't know, Port Washington Public Library is it's kind of a physical building, but it also offers lots of services and programs for people virtually as well. During the pandemic, we've kind of seen that the library as an institution exists beyond our doors. So we're located in Port Washington, but right now, at least, all of our programming is online and available for anyone, regardless of location. We do live events, like I said, and we offer a plethora of other opportunities and services. I'll get into it, I guess, over the next 30 minutes, but
Absolutely. Yeah. We're just going to go with the flow. The one thing I just want to let everybody know, a lot of people know what the Landmark is. Literally, the library is directly across the street. So if for some reason you haven't focused on where the library is, it's directly across from the Landmark.
Now, the library is part of the Nassau County library system. So Do you have to be a resident of Nassau?
Yeah. What's really interesting that I learned personally when I started this job is any library card at a Nassau County library kind of enables you to use any other library. So it's kind of like a passport to all of them. And what's really interesting, and again, something I didn't know until I started, is if you want to request a book at the Port Washington Library and we don't have it in our catalog, they'll then go using their software and the internet to the next closest library. And if they have it, they'll kind of transport it over to you. So it's like an interlibrary loan system, which is phenomenal. So the catalog has kind of more than quadrupled. There's 54 libraries, so you kind of have access to all 54.
Just so I understand what you said, if I'm looking for a book that you guys don't have and it's makes a difference in Great Neck, you will actually bring it to my house, or no, I will come to Port Washington?
Well, we do home delivery. That's a separate service. But yes, for anyone who goes onto our catalog on pwpl.org or calls us up and wants to request the book, if we don't have it, we'll then go to another library and bring it to Port Washington. So you'll be able to, you'll be notified when to pick it up.
Just could touch on home delivery for a second. Yeah, I never heard of that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Tremendous. Yeah, we've been doing it for quite a while, but during the pandemic kind of ramped up that if you or a loved one is unable to physically visit the library, if you contact us, we can arrange for free delivery of books and other materials. I can give you that contact information. It's on our website. Do you want me to just...
Yeah, give it out. We'll always go to the website anyway, but give out any information.
Yeah. So the fellow who runs the program is named Reno Brocky, and his number is 516-883-4400, extension 1407. And you can also send him an email. That's brocky@pwpl.org, B-R-A-C-C-H-I. I'll make sure you have all this information. So if your editors want to put it somewhere, you'll have access to that.
Thank you.
Andrea, your website, by the way, you might give that too, because I went on it, and there's, to me, a gold mine of information on that website.
Yeah, you can spend hours there.
Yeah, you could. I looked at it and I said, "This, you could spend time here." So maybe you should give that website again.
Yeah, it's pwpl.org, as in Port Washington Public Library. So pwpl.org. And once you're there, you can find under the services tab, home delivery, as well as we have curbside grab-and-go pickup. If you're uncomfortable kind of coming into the building at this point, we'll bring the book out to you or the material out to you. You request it online or call us up. And then when you arrive, it has a number to call or text, and someone from our library will come out and bring you your books.
I saw something on there, home visits. What does that mean? And I'm sure right now that's not in the cards because of COVID, but let's make believe COVID's not here. What would that mean?
Well, no, the home delivery. That's what I just spoke about.
That's
before.
The same.
So we're still doing
one
that.
One and
yeah.
The same.
Yeah.
Okay.
The seniors, I think just that's a tremendous thing. Even when the pandemic is over completely, that, you know, you want to read a book, but you just can't get up. You can't get out of the house. I never heard of that. I mean, honestly, I think that's just, that in itself, for listeners today, is just such tremendous information.
Yeah, and for those who maybe are a little more tech savvy, we also offer, we have a ton of apps available for free with your library card, and a lot of them offer ebooks. So I know I'm reading several books right now on my phone. It connects with the Kindle app, and it's instantaneous. One of them I had a hold on, but so there's just thousands of ebooks. There's also audiobooks. We have comics, magazines, newspapers, all online at, you know, touch of your fingertips for free with your library card.
You mentioned the website, the internet, and whatever. The other thing I saw is that technical help is offered by the library on a one-on-one basis. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. I just had my grandma sign up for one. She just got an Apple Watch, and I am useless. I use Android. So tech help is available by appointment. It's wonderful. I highly recommend it. So again, when you go to our website, that's pwpl.org. You can go to, I'm just looking what tab it's under. It's under services, and it's tech help one-on-one. And you can choose your appointment. You pick the technology you're having issues with, if it's basic computer help, email help, if you want to learn how to use Microsoft Word, Zoom, we have one-on-one Zoom help, which I know is ironic. If you're having trouble with Zoom, then you got to go on the website. But we have a phone number you can call. And that phone number, if you don't want to make your appointment online for your tech help, the phone number is 516-883-4400, extension 1900. And that number again is 516-883-4400, extension 1900. And that will connect you with someone who can help you book your appointment and help you with any kind of tech help you need from the library. The appointments last about an hour, so you can kind of really get to know your Apple Watch or whatever it is you're having issues with.
That, I think that's a tremendous benefit, because we keep preaching, basically, you could call it preaching, on this show, particularly during COVID. You know, technology has blossomed, if you will. You know, the need to be able to go do basics, like get on the internet, is one basic thing you really have to be able to do if you want to do Zoom or go to any of these virtual programs. And the fact that somebody could go to somebody and probably, I would say, not feel stupid by asking questions and be afraid of it, and talk to somebody on a one-on-one basis, I think is very important. It's a great way to learn, as opposed to being in a group environment where you might be a little nervous about asking questions that other people may think you're a little bit stupid, you know, why are you asking a question like that? Whereas on a one-on-one basis, I think you'd be less apprehensive and more calm about the whole thing. So I believe that's a great service that the library provides.
Yeah, absolutely. We hold your hand. We promise not to make you feel stupid. And
well, that's
everyone's
important.
A lot of patience.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question in reference to the Kindle? Which I didn't understand. I mean, I have Kindle. I don't use it too much, to be honest with you. I prefer the kind of books I read. I rather mark them and turn the pages and keep them. But certain books I'll do on Kindle. And I didn't know. I thought you had to buy the book. I had no idea you can actually go to the library and get your book on a Kindle.
Yes and no. So,
okay.
I have several answers.
Go ahead. Okay.
We offer e-readers. So if you don't own a Kindle, the physical Kindle, or you don't own an e-reader, you can definitely borrow one from us. So that's one answer. So yes. And then a lot of them I think are preloaded, and you can also use our apps to use, to download books. The second answer is Libby, which is our most popular e-reader app. That again is free with your library card. Like I said, I'm reading a book on my phone. It uses the Kindle app in conjunction with Libby. So I requested a book, it came in, I got the notification, and I could either read it directly through Libby or I can use the Kindle app. So it's not like you can log on to Kindle and go search through Amazon and just pick a book. You have to go through the Libby app, and that's okay. Libby. It's on our homepage, again, pwpl.org. You can click it, and all you need to do is put in your library card number, and then you can kind of browse ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, comics, and kind of read at your pleasure.
But I'm right in the perspective that you're not paying for it. Like Kindle,
correct,
you have to buy the book if you go to Amazon.
Yes.
Whereas I can go to Libby and find, you know, Gone with the Wind and download it and read it for free as a regular book.
Yep. Okay. Yep. We also have a lot of other apps with more than just books. Canopy is a movie app where you can watch documentaries, foreign films, educational films, kind of like the Sundance, you know, festival films. Mm-hmm. And that's free as well. We have, I think there's 80 or so apps that we have, and they run the gamut. I mean, we have one that helps you with, it's legal. It's like a legal document creation tool. Sorry, my computer is a little weird. We offer homework help for kids, the Chilton Auto Library. If you're having trouble with your car and you can't find the manual, it's got all the manuals and kind of help with your car. I mean, we have language learning tools. If you want to learn to speak another language, if you want to brush up on Spanish, you can download Mengo or Pronunciator. And they're all really easy to use, all free apps that can kind of, you know, help you pass the time during this pandemic.
Right. Absolutely wonderful. We have to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.